this. This relationship talks with Rick and Naaman. I am Rick.
And I am incredibly thirsty. And I am also the DJ Blue. What up, what up?
Thirsty. Oh, okay, he's thirsty. And returning for the first time this year, we have Princess Kay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
There we go. That's okay, much better.
Right. That was natural. Yeah, I like that a lot.
That was much better. Right. See? Good.
I was trying not to, you know, go with the original.
So today we're going to be talking about, I'll just ask you guys.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Have either one of you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. We're going to let you go ahead. So tell us. Tell us about this toxic relationship.
I mean, it could be a friendship too, right?
Oh, friendship, yeah, so friendships can actually be toxic as well.
And they are relationships.
Plenty of toxic. Toxic friendships.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's
a lot
go
of friends
with,
that I've had to hold on, outgrow.
Let's go with the most toxic. What
the
would
most?
You?
Because yeah, you, I'm gonna pass it to you. That's
to me.
Go ahead. I'm gonna pass it.
So I definitely have been in a toxic relationship, and
really?
It wasn't.
When?
It wasn't great.
How long ago was this?
It was a time ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a cookie.
Yeah, we know. You can hear it.
It's a divine peanut butter dough stuffed with Nutella, from DivineCookies.com.
And if you can talk about toxic relationships, can we talk about people who start talking about cookies in the middle of trying to record an episode?
I told you that was my love language.
And he's fasting, so he can't even, you're just like,
he's fasting. But that's good. That means that this delicious cookie, which is got peanut butter and Nutella in it.
So inconsiderate.
He's
see,
just
I left
eating this cookie all in my face.
I left my cookie in the car.
I've been placed here to test him.
Is that what it is?
Right. Yeah.
So you've been sent by Satan?
Wow. See, and this would be one of my toxic relationships. <you go>.
All right, before we go any further, I want us three, let's define what a toxic relationship is.
I'll go here because I didn't
you
get
wanna,
enough time.
You
want
to go first?
So I'm just going to describe what the opposite of a non-toxic relationship is.
Oh, the opposite of a non... There's a lot of words in there. You just want...
That's
the opposite of a non-toxic relationship. So the opposite of a non-toxic relationship would be a toxic relationship.
Boom.
So but why can't you just say...
Wait.
I'm so confused.
Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. All right. Okay, so in my opinion, a non-toxic relationship would be filled with communication.
Okay.
Filled with communication. A non-toxic relationship would be a give and take relationship.
Okay.
So that's going to be a relationship where you can get from that person and you can gain from that person, and they will give you, and then you can give to them and you will help them gain just as well.
A reciprocal flow kind of
relationship. A reciprocal flow.
There it is.
So that's why I say I would describe a non-toxic relationship, which would definitely be obviously the opposite. Because
so
I
it's a healthy relationship.
Exactly. That would
healthy, be a healthy versus
so
toxic relationship.
Essentially, the opposite of a toxic relationship. It would be extremely healthy. It would give you everything that you need. So, boom.
Boom.
The opposite.
I'm going to pass it over to Princess Kay. How would you describe a toxic relationship?
I feel like toxic relationships are draining, where they take more out of you more so than they benefit you.
And,
yeah. So they, I don't know, they just take everything out of you.
Yeah. I feel like it's a level of codependency in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Like somebody needs somebody for something else, and it's like they shouldn't be together. He's just offering me a cookie, y'all. I just told him I can't eat the cookie.
Oh, my God.
He's, like, reaching across the table trying to give me the cookie.
I'm not going to lie. This cookie tastes so good, and I don't want to do this because it's Nutella.
It's toxic.
Man. This is a toxic relationship. See, he's tempting me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
See, when you have a friend that's trying to achieve something, your job as a friend is to help that person achieve
support.
The thing that they're trying to achieve and support them in any way possible. See, he's doing the opposite. He's being very toxic.
Okay. Well, look, I'm sorry. Look, I love you and everything, but look, can I just be clear? Can I be clear?
That cookie does look really good, though.
I'm like salivating, choking. sitting here joking.
He's such a jerk.
Okay, but no, look.
Just save the rest for later.
No, I'm serious. I mean, this is
he's
last
not
piece.
Even eating a piece. He just has a big chunk and it's up in the air and it's like in my face.
I want you to understand what this is. Rude. And this is the messed up part about it. I'm going to get you one of these and then you're going to have one. But I don't know when you're done with your situation. But
Thursday,
I want to explain what this is. It is legitimately peanut butter cookie dough.
Uh-huh.
Reese cups. Like the little Reese M&M things
mm-hmm.
on the top of it.
Yeah.
And inside, it's a stuffed cookie, and it's stuffed with Nutella.
That's great, man. I really wish I could have a piece right now.
I am, like, literally salivating over this piece right now. And
I'm just going to go.
Hold on. One time.
Situation on Thursday.
I'm going to go eat a piece of celery. I'll be right back. So we all know, now we know the name is toxic in our relationship.
Wow.
Exhibit A.
Does anybody have a story about being in a toxic relationship? An example of something that happened? I can go first.
Okay, go first.
So I was actually, the experience that I had, I was in a relationship where the person that I was with was telling me that I was doing all of these things. And I was being inconsiderate and controlling and doing all of these different horrible things. And the type of person that I am is that I'm a self-reflector. So when she told me these things, I looked at myself like, dang, am I really just being like inconsiderate? Dang, am I really not doing this? And after a while, you know, you start to reflect and you start to think on a situation. And I realized that the person that was doing those things that I was getting blamed for was the person who was doing the blaming.
Green lighting.
That
or gaslighting. Same thing. We're gonna edit that out.
So that was very kind of messed up my mind a little bit, just because I didn't realize how toxic it was until I got further away from it. And then when I was away from it, I was like, man, that was really not the best relationship to be in.
I would say that's interesting, because when you describe that, you basically just described a poison.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you think about any toxic relationship, just like any toxic drink or food, it may not kill you instantly, but it will kill you over time.
Right.
Ultimately, the toxicity levels will build and grow, and it would just kill everything. And ooh, that's a crazy concept, because that's a relationship.
Like, judge your own situation. Actually being in that position, looking from that.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly, because you can't see the toxicity.
You don't see it
within.
Until after you've already distanced yourself.
But you feel it.
But
you feel it.
But I feel like that's why it's also important to have good friends around you who know you.
That can call you out.
Yeah, they can be like, you're not acting like yourself, and that you can confide in sometimes, because when you're in it, when you're in the storm, you can't see.
Yeah, right. You can't.
That's true.
Because I thought, like, it's been relationships that I've been in that's been toxic, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is great.
Yeah, for sure. You've been in a lot of toxic relationships.
And you just get comfortable. And then it's like
many toxic relationships you've been in.
Like this one between me and Rick and Naaman is very toxic.
There was Brenda Lachelle.
Okay, stop. What about you? We're going to go to Princess K. Describe a toxic situation or relationship that you was in.
Okay. I had a good friend of mine that I grew up with. Okay. And best of friends. She was in a couple, you know, grades higher than me, whatever.
So it's a she?
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know if I should even tell this story.
Go ahead.
You've already started.
You're out there. Right. Just jumping
in. I doubt your little friends listen to our show.
All right. So.
But if you're listening.
We went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
There were just several circumstances where I would like go against my own family and friends, other friends that I knew meant well for me, but ultimately it was just to keep that relationship in good standing.
Mm.
So
even though it didn't benefit me much at all, it was just a.
But, I mean, I guess essentially that makes you a smarter person, because you realize that it was toxic.
Yeah.
You know?
Eventually.
But as I've stated, you don't really know how bad that toxic is doing. Like, if you drink something, you don't know until it starts, like, ruining your life. And, I mean, but for real, though.
I feel like you're talking about, like, if you took 7 quick shots real quick. It's like, oh, this is fine.
So, perfect example.
30 minutes later.
I've got a friend. He doesn't really eat, like, meat or anything like that. When we go out, he usually has, like, a salad, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Good guy. Just a salad man. We call him Guinea.
Do we know this Francis. Friend?
We'll just call him Mickard. All right?
Oh,
so, I'm sorry, Mitchard. Is that better?
No, it's not.
Richard. Keep is there on. Any way to put an M in front of Rich? Anywho, he eats salad. So, Richard. Oh, it's you. Whatever. You know it's you. He drank so much one night. Like, a lot. And it was really fast. And then.
I hadn't ate. I hadn't eaten.
And we were, like,
night,
having
which
fun.
Which night are we talking about?
The night we're. The night we're.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny.
I didn't even think of it like that. But no, he drank so much. And it wasn't even like probably like an hour later. He was like, yeah, I messed up.
At certain times when you do stuff, you
and
know
it's fun
you
in the moment.
Up.
And then you know.
And the real thing
hey, this
is
you great.
Reap what you sow. Hey,
but you know, yeah. But the thing is like, I don't know if it's like a relationship, but in those particular situations, it's like, I'm going to eat soon.
Yeah, like I'm
thinking
I'm
going to eat something and it's going to soak this up. Yeah. And I'm going to be, nah.
No,
nope,
it doesn't
work like that.
And the thing is, just like relationships, that's what we do in toxic relationships.
Like, I'm
going
to make a change.
We say, look, yeah. I'm going to eat and I'm going to fix this. But in some way, you're not fixing the problem. You're only helping the problem. You're only making it so that when that liquor gets into your system, it's going to be better instead
like
of just cutting back. Yeah. Instead of just pushing it away and saying, like, I don't need this toxic relationship. I don't need to be drunk with my pants below my ankles in front of my toilet. I'm not talking about you. Nobody even knew that was a thing. I'm just saying. You didn't
I told
even
you that
anything.
In confidence. In confidence.
Nobody
man,
even
man.
Had to know about the elves that were at the house. Like, all the little, all the little helpers you had around you
what
at that time. No, I'm just kidding. That was Thursday.
I was trying, what? Lies, all the lies.
But I mean, that's what it is, though. It's
that's
like,
true, man.
If you do something like that and you're trying to remedy the dumb stuff that you just did, you just took 7 shots. Now you're just trying to eat some bread. Hey, can you bring me some bread? I just drank. Like that's so stupid. Instead of saying like, all right, I'm gonna 2-3 shots. Either I should stop or I should recognize I'm being dumb, eat something, and keep it moving if you're going to do it that way.
I feel
way.
Like with drinking and relationships, by the time you feel like you recognize that you've been dumb,
it's too late. It's too late. Yeah. You start mumbling up your sentences.
It's like, oh, crap.
You start mumbling up your sentences and texting people you shouldn't be. That's basically how it
Ooh,
works.
Ooh, man.
Jeez.
Ooh, man, that could go both ways, couldn't it?
Literally, I told you it's a similar concept.
Texting people you shouldn't text, yes.
You know about that, don't you, cuz?
Nope. Moving right along. So, Naaman, what about a toxic relationship that you've been in?
Let's see. I don't know. Most of my relationships are toxic.
I mean, all right, real talk.
So, no, I wouldn't
I'm guessing your toxic relationship had to do with a Pisces.
What?
Not a Pisces. What is it? What's the sign you're
no,
on?
No, I'm not going to even say it. See? See, I'm not going to even go there. Look, ooh. Wow.
Aries.
See,
Aries. Was it with an Aries? I had to think about it.
No, I wouldn't even call those toxic relationships because that's my own ignorance, in a sense.
So you just own that one.
For sure, absolutely. I mean, any time I've ever, I would, I don't know. I can't
so
even
So are you
think.
The toxic one then?
I probably am. Really, like, I probably am. I don't know.
I mean, that's
I
actually,
don't know if I am.
That's actually the next question.
But so. I don't allow people to be toxic in my life.
So the thing is that maybe if you're not allowing people to be toxic
wow,
in your life,
you
maybe
toxic one?
Are you the toxic one?
Uh-oh.
Man, he's going back to this cookie. He's being real toxic right now in this relationship that we're having. Like,
I have to take a bite of my cookie dough, peanut butter, Nutella
cookie to determine. He's doing this to tease me,
how
y'all.
Toxic I am. Wait, when can you eat?
No, I can eat. It's just I can't eat sweets until Thursday.
Oh, man.
This face that he's giving me while he's chewing, looking directly into my eyes, is very creepy and it's hurtful. I think we need to get some counseling, man.
Maybe you're right. And make sure they have cake and ice cream. Hold the ice cream.
Yeah, we know how you do an ice cream.
Unless it's lactate. Shout out to Lactate for saving my life on many occasions.
My goodness. Saving
they
our
do
lives.
Have lactate ice cream now.
Yeah, do they? Do.
That's a real thing.
They have it's lactate ice cream.
Delicious.
Salted caramel.
Wow.
Shout out to Lactate.
So going back to it, Naaman, have you ever realized that in a situation, maybe possibly you are the toxic one?
Yes. And utterly and without a doubt, yes. That's absolutely. And I'll tell you what. I do not allow people to be toxic in my life. Once I see that somebody's trying to either tear me down or push me asunder, I push them away. And it's not something that I want to do, and it's not something that I mean to do. It just happens because of my personality and the way I react to certain things.
Yeah.
So it's just almost like a natural reflex that I push somebody away who I feel like is trying to either, like I say, tear me down or put me down. I don't know. Because and instantly
like
when
a defense mechanism.
Exactly. Exactly. See, I was picked on when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I had was peanut butter dough cookies. No, but seriously, I was picked on when I was younger. And the thing is, what I learned was that if somebody picked on me and the defense mechanism, that would be something that would be considered toxic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I would automatically just start attacking them. Not physically, but
verbally.
Verbally with me, you know, because you're coming at me. So naturally, my natural defense mechanism is to push you further away from me. So if I can say more to you, and that would be a toxic relationship, I guess, in my opinion.
Mm.
I don't know.
Shiloh agrees. Too much? He dropped the ball.
Was that too much for you?
Nah, that's real, man.
But I don't know. So, yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a toxic relationship that I didn't realize was toxic. And I, you know what I mean? Like, if it was, like, tearing me down or something like that, or I don't know.
Princess K.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation and realized either during or afterwards that you ended up being an actual toxic person?
Yeah, because I feel like.
Tell us how.
There's been some situations where you're in a relationship or just like a, you know, platonic friendship, whatever, and they're under the impression that it's going to be more than what it is, but in your mind you're like, no, this isn't what it is.
Oh, so
you
kind of
just take what it from
you
what
basically you're saying you just be leading people on.
Even no, though I'm you know just, it's I'm not saying going I've, a certain way. There.
But that sounds like what you That's, just
it
said.
It sounds like what you like.
But I'm saying I've been in that situation.
No. Where you were toxic.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been in a situation.
So I mean, it's kind of like a codependency. So whatever you were getting from them, you knew that you didn't want to give them what they wanted, but you still.
So are you saying that women are manipulative to get what they want?
Yeah.
Are you speaking for women?
I don't think she can speak for all women.
She's speaking for all women, and I agree with her. They are. If she says it, did you say all women do? Use men, manipulate them.
I didn't say anything like that.
Do what they want.
No.
Showing they buns. Oh, that's what goodness. They do on the Instagram.
So when you found out that you were being toxic, and so because, I mean, sometimes when you're in a situation or, you know, a lot of people like to call it a situationship,
mm-hmm.
are you – find out that you might be using somebody in a different way than they're using you. Yeah. When you realize that maybe you were being a toxic one, did you take a step back from that thing and release them, or did you continue just using them?
I guess at a certain point, I distanced myself because I guess.
So I mean, like
at some time, boy, you got to start feeling bad. Like
so, you realized and you kept it going, what? And then you eventually felt bad.
When do you feel bad? That's terrible. Like, at some point when I'm ruining this guy's life, he's going
to... Well, not, it wouldn't be that serious. I'm not talking about that deep into a relationship.
A relationship? Yeah. You let it get that far?
No. Yeah. When I say relationship, I mean, like, friendships.
Okay.
Like,
okay. I'm like about
a,
to say,
not like... Not like a... No.
Like, yeah, I only stop after he proposes. Like, hey, guy, this is getting too far. That's a wedding ring involved, and I'm not doing these things.
I feel like, I mean, I'm not picking on you. Because I feel like all of us have been in situations where we realized that we weren't the best individual and that we weren't going to be able to give the other person what they wanted, ultimately.
Yeah.
And we still stayed in those situations.
You feel like being there is
getting
enough.
Getting the thing that we wanted when it was a toxic situation. It could have been a toxic relationship. It could have been like somebody dating someone and the other person thinking that you're going to get married and you're like, nah, we just going to kick it for like another good old 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get bored and then that's a wrap. But yeah, so I feel like we're all as people, as individuals, guilty of that. And I feel like when we realize it, sometimes the reasons why we don't always let that situation go, sometimes it's because we're comfortable in that situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
and we don't want to look for another situation, even though we know that it's not perfect, because a lot of times situations can be toxic on both ends. They could be getting something from you and using you in a way that you don't necessarily like. But it's like, hey, I know what this is. I'm comfortable with this. And I'm just going to stay in this instead of looking for something new. Whether you're being lazy because you don't want to look for something new, or you don't want to be alone, or you're just comfortable.
Yeah. Starting over isn't always the easiest either. No. Having to introduce yourself and get to know someone new, that's just...
Especially when you start to think about what it takes to open yourself up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're coming from a place of hurt, a situation of hurt, like a toxic relationship, and you're coming from a place of hurt. To think about that hurt because of the person that you love, you opened yourself up to. So the people that you open yourself up to are the people who hurt you the most. So thinking about having to open yourself up to potential hurt just to get that potential love, sometimes that can be very taxing too.
Yeah.
I've heard most people who are in situations like that, they get comfortable with the known evil.
Yeah. And we talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Just being comfortable with the chaos that you're used to, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's like, I guess it's like people who go to work every day and who don't like their jobs.
Yeah.
It's like we're all used to wearing masks right now.
What?
Wear a mask and...
But no, I mean, it's getting used to those things. And, you know, hey, if you're uncomfortable with it, cool, you're uncomfortable with it, be uncomfortable with it. But if you don't like what you're in, get out of it. You know, no, I don't want to go to another job because I have to start all over again. And, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, but that's the concept.
My seniority doesn't carry over.
Right. Like, yeah. I'm getting like two biscuits a day now. And then, you know, before it was just a half biscuit.
This other place is only offering me one biscuit.
Right. They're only offering one biscuit. The pay is better, but I still get good biscuits here. So it's like,
real talk, it's a lot of people in toxic relationships with their job.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure. Yeah.
That's probably the number one toxic relationship.
Easily. Business communication.
They pay the bills.
Somebody like listening to this right now.
That's
like,
they pay the bills. So you suck on that toxicness.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Somebody's like, man, I knew I was in a toxic relationship. It's this job. No, but, and I mean, the thing about, just like we talk about a job, let's relate them together. The thing about being in a toxic workplace, you know, and being somewhere that you're not happy in, the thing is that if that's a toxic job, it ends up turning you toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll bring it home. You'll bring it to your coworkers. Your coworker might be happy, but you'd be like, man, this place sucks. This is horrible.
To the grocery store.
Everywhere.
Checking out.
And then you start to realize that, ooh, now I'm being a toxic one. So, I mean,
I've had days like that.
I thought about it myself.
I'm saying I've had a bad day at work, and then you go to the grocery store, and then someone does
it's like your the smallest sucks thing.
You start yelling, I'm sorry, ma'am, that was your best.
All I wanted.
Like, why is this on the wrong shelf? Who did this?
All I wanted was the chai tea. Right. All I wanted was the chai. Y'all got everything but the chai tea. That's all I wanted.
What is this? Nobody drinks vanilla.
I didn't order this.
I come here all the time, guys. I come here all the time.
I get those types of customers every day, like low key.
Like, I've been here before.
I've been with this company for 30 years. You guys have never treated me this bad. Like, look, ma'am, I just started working here like 2 years ago. I cannot speak for these men. I clock in just like you do, lady.
I can't make it. I can't make magic happen. I'm just an employee. Right. I work for the man. Come on.
Ma'am, I'm upset at him too. Like, what if... We are on the same side.
And you just be sitting there agreeing like, mm-hmm, they really don't do anything, do they?
But it's like, I realize that too. You know, most of the time when somebody yells at me, it's not because of me.
No.
It's because of their other relationships. Easily, and I guarantee it, because I don't like yelling and I don't like confrontation. That's not my thing. So anytime like a customer will come in, it's like I hear it and it'll tick you off. It'll really tick you off, but same thing. You know, they came with another toxic relationship.
You need to keep your customer service voice on.
Yeah.
Like, hi. Oh, no.
Do you want anything? Or is there anything else I can do for you?
I'm sorry that you think we all suck.
That's a toxic circle right there. Because they're toxic because of their relationship. And now you have to find some type of toxicity inside you to smile.
That's toxic.
It just gets worse.
It's like, I know. Reflected on the manager before you.
It's
get
like
fired.
I'm sorry that you really hate everybody in our organization and you wish we'd all die. But is there anything else that I can help you with?
Right.
I hope you have a better day.
Right. It's a blessed day.
God bless.
a wonderful day.
Would you like a mint on your way out?
Now, see, that's when you start to get really toxic.
You
right
take
there.
Take a few.
And you know, have you ever dealt with somebody that was toxic and you just met it with kindness? You ever see how stupid they look after that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I hate your face. You get on my nerves. It's like, well, you know, I'm sorry that you hate my face. And I apologize for anything that I've ever done to you. But I just want you to know that regardless of anything, I love you. Yes, and I want you to do well.
So personally, I dealt with that. I had a customer come in, actually. She came in and she got mad. And it was something that I didn't have any power over. So, yeah. You know, at this point, I just had a smile on my face. And with that smile on my face, she called my district manager at the time, like he was in the back, and she was like, this guy should not be working up here. Ooh. He has a terrible attitude. He should be working in the back.
I'm I think like, I've man. Done that before, too, where I've given like a customer like a free dessert or something, and they end up, like, they get an email the next day, Kirsten, is it true that you gave away a free dessert?
Like,
trying to fix the issue. I didn't think they'd go to you about it.
Trying to de-escalate it.
Right. Like, hey, I'm trying to get this going. Like, you know, what's to do? But, you know, it's dealing with those things, understanding how toxic those people are. You can kind of see different things in your own life that will kind of guide you out of a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
If you start realizing, hey, I'm being yelled at. This sounds just like work. What are you dealing with?
Yeah, I don't remember clocking in.
Right. Like, look, I didn't clock in today. Like, what's happening here? Like, what's going on? You know, so I don't know.
No, I definitely feel you. And it's been times where, and I feel like a lot of times it's not you, the person who's feeling the toxicness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had to like recognize in myself that, you know, it was times where it was certain women that I wanted to be with, or a certain particular woman that I wanted to be with, and really she had my heart, really she had my mind.
Right.
But I was dating other women.
Yeah.
And they were getting like the leftovers, and I was kind of like, yo, what's up, blah 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 blah. And I realized honestly that I was using those women, and it wasn't a great situation to be in. So once I realized, I had to pull myself back from it, because I didn't want to be being toxic to someone else and being putting someone else in a situation where they might be catching feelings, but my feelings are already somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like it's always important to recognize in yourself, because I feel like easily you can become toxic and not even recognize it. So it's kind of like a self-checkup that I try to make sure that I do. And when somebody close to you, like a friend or somebody that you're dating, hopefully, says something like that, that you actually take a minute, whether you agree with it or not, take a minute, look at it from that angle, and try to see if you might actually be putting something on them that you're not meaning to. Maybe you need to do a check and make sure that you're not being toxic.
Yeah.
Boom. Words of a wise man.
Boom. Is that the thing? When I say something deep, you're just going to be like, boom.
Boom. Just like that.
So going back to something you had said about like some people being toxic, I'll start with Princess K. Do you feel like some people are inherently toxic?
Yeah, because I feel like your first thoughts on how to treat a woman or a man, you learn that at home before you actually take it out into like your personal life outside of home.
Yeah.
So you learn it there first.
But yeah, I mean, it's certain people, you think about a certain fish. There's certain fish that are deep. Follow me. I see your face.
Wait a minute. Whoa. He's like, fish. I don't date fish, Richard. I don't date fish. All right,
so check it out. There are all certain right. fish that dwell deep into the ocean, right?
Right.
And there, as you go deeper into the ocean, the more pressure builds up because there's more water on top of you. It's more, the deeper you go, the higher the pressure is. Right. So there are some fish.
That's a scientific fact, but you can't prove it.
There are some fish that dwell well in the pressure that will kill most people or most other fish. But if you take them out of that pressure, they'll die. So I feel like there are some people that dwell in toxic relationships and can't function in a loving, regular relationship.
That's fact.
That makes sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense about the fish, but I get the concept what you're saying.
I mean, I'm just relating it too, man. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It made sense.
Yeah, some people just can't. Like, you ever see those people who they just love drama, whether it's a friend or whatever. It's like they just love drama. They can't. They just live for it.
I was following some people on Facebook that, honestly, some people several I'm still only friends like with. All right. Dang. She's called y'all all out.
Anyway.
But no, I mean, I honestly, I follow some people on Facebook specifically for those reasons, because I know they're going to have all the drama.
The world star culture. War star.
Right.
We're the love and hip hop.
Right. Exactly.
Somebody throws a chair. World star.
Easily. Say, hey, wait a minute. That's my chair. Like, that's mine. But you people are prone to that toxicity.
Yeah.
They're prone to get that toxic. And most people are drawn to the toxic. And that's why I would say a lot of people are still in toxic relationships, because they are okay with it. They want the toxic and they're feeding off of it, because being out of the pressure
doesn't feel right.
See, I just came up. You see how I did that analogy?
You tied it all back to the ocean.
Being out of the pressure doesn't feel right.
Being out of pressure doesn't feel right.
You know, I mean, so thinking about it, if you grew up in a toxic environment, to where you used to your mom and dad putting hands on each other and cussing each other out, that when you get into a healthy relationship, it seems weird.
It's unfamiliar.
Yeah, because it's unfamiliar. Something that you're not used to is not normal. For that particular person, that's not normal. So they thrive and they need to be in that because that's normal to them.
Yeah. I mean, that's valid. Yeah. I would say, I mean, it would go the same way, even if it's not them putting their hands. Like my mom, when she raised me, she didn't curse. She still doesn't. So anytime I heard somebody else's mom say something,
he was like, what?
I was like, wow, she just said that to you? You in trouble.
I heard somebody.
Is she going to do to you?
They were talking about like something that their mom had said to them. And they were like, she was like, he said, shut the F up. Something like that. I was thinking like, dang, like your mom said that
like
to you?
Your mom said that?
Like y'all cussing each other out like that.
My mom would have whooped my. I'm like, man, your moms would have said that?
Man, like that right
like
there.
Like even the way it's like, it's crazy. But, you know, and that's why most kids are so disrespectful today. Because it's like, all right, my mama talk like this. You're not going to talk to me like this. So if you do, I'm going to do this, da, da, da.
And they like, post it online like it's something cute, something to...
Get show, get a mother, get a da, da, da. And it's like, whoa, ma, whoa. Like,
that's child abuse, thank
that's
you.
That's abuse,
that's
lady.
That's child abuse.
Right, now it's all over the internet.
Right, so. now you're going to get cussed out. Like, whoa.
So, I mean, that explains why. I feel like that's one reason why people will stay in a toxic relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you name another reason why you would think a person will stay in a toxic relationship that they know is toxic? And I mean, it's not even...
Financial stability?
That's a good one. For real?
Like marriages?
People are staying for stacks.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know how to work and live on
your
own,
watched a movie
then...
the other day. I forget the name of it, but
was it a Tyler Perry movie?
No, it probably could have been.
What about Always and Forever? The movie?
Yeah, that's the movie I watched the other day.
Oh well,
Always and Forever is the movie.
Yeah,
Always and Forever is the movie.
Tell me about this movie.
It's a movie about
sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It's a movie about black
Lauren
people.
London's in it.
Yeah,
Ms. Worth.
Oh,
I mean,
God, good lord.
Love her.
From 2020.
I'm not gonna say anything about Lauren. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous, man.
Okay, tell me about this movie.
Her dimples.
Yeah, her that.
No matter what scene she in.
The dimple.
So it's this group of girls.
Thank you.
They end up bullying this kid in middle school. They all went to school together.
No spoiler alerts, okay? You can't give spoiler alerts. No spoiler alert. You are about to tell the whole story. Oh,
how am I supposed to
not
tell the story?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell the story because I can do it without spoilers.
Always and forever, possible spoilers. If you want to watch this Hallmark movie with Lauren London.
Stop here. And fast forward it.
Fast forward. Just listen. Suck it up. All right, go ahead.
So anywho, I'm gonna tell the story. Go ahead. You're gonna give spoilers. Go ahead. Tell us about the movie.
Go ahead. You don't want to give any spoilers. Go ahead. You tell it.
I'm gonna tell
it. I don't know how to tell it.
Somebody tell the story.
I'm gonna tell the story. Basically, It was four girls. One was bougie. She grew up to be beautiful. She died. She had some things going on. Basically, it was
like
a...
You didn't even tell the backstory.
I mean, he just went
you
in.
Tell
like,
the backstory.
She's beautiful. She was bougie. She died.
No. So this group of girls was bullying this one kid. They called him...
Fatty McFatterson.
Fat Pete or something.
Fatty McFatterson.
I don't know.
It was Fatty Pete or something. We're just going
to
say Fatty McFatterson.
And they went to a camp. So they literally like beat him up, throw him in the lake. And
peed on him.
All kinds of things. Peed so... No.
Was this R. Kelly in this movie?
Whoa. It was, actually.
So, I guess the kid, like, attempted to commit suicide. Mm. So, all these girls think this kid is, like, long gone, not knowing that this kid actually survived.
Does he come back and try to kill him?
So, he ends up marrying one of the girls.
Oh, Lord.
And spoiler alert. Changes his name.
Well, hold up. Did she know that who
no,
he was?
No. Didn't know who he was because he changed his name. Looked like a completely different person, was like a millionaire by this point. And then on their four-year anniversary, he like took her back to the camp and then like tried killing her.
But he didn't succeed.
Got shot by a cop, but yeah.
Dang, you really got to be petty to marry somebody, wait 4 years, plotting your revenge, and then try to kill them.
Killed all of her friends first. And made it look like a suicide each and every time.
You really gotta be petty. Yeah. I wanna watch. What was this movie on? Always Hallmark? What was this
Prime,
on?
It's on Prime.
Oh, I'm watching that.
It's on Prime. Amazon
Always
Prime.
Always and Forever.
I mean, that's like a whole nother level of petty. Yeah. You know how petty you gotta be to do that? To stay with somebody for 4 years? Probably like, it was probably, hey, baby, I love you. Just every day plotting
like,
to kill
her. I'm so sorry your friend died. And he was the one doing it all along.
That's so messed up. And then he wanted to watch her suffer. Because he was killing their friend. Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's dark.
Yeah.
That's dark and petty.
I actually ended up drugging her, like gave her a cup of tea. I was like, oh, I got something, you know, special planned for our 4 year anniversary.
See, black people, like, we scared of tea after Get Out. Black people, I still like tea though. But you got to be careful who giving you your tea though.
Hey. That's hilarious.
But yeah, that you got to be a different level of petty to marry somebody. Kill all their friends while you sitting there like, oh my God. It was this Jay-Z lyric and it makes me think about this. He was like, I seen friends kill friends, then come up to the funeral, like they shocked, like, oh my gosh, who could have done this?
Yeah.
Tears and all. I'm like, yo, that take a different level of petty.
It does.
Like, who has that time? 4 years? Like you a millionaire, you
even
still
set
mad.
Up cameras in his own house because someone had broken in, but it was really just him all along, like.
Man, I really want to watch this movie now.
It's a good film. I fell asleep on it.
Of course.
But in my defense, I fall asleep on a lot of movies.
You do. I remember being in a theater, the three of us plus Dave, and it's like, I look over and I'm like, man, this is getting real good. I looked over, all three of y'all was knocked out. I'm watching this movie by myself because everybody else is asleep. It was Transformers.
Yeah,
it was Transformers.
And
I was like, how'd you like the movie? And he was like, chang, 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 chang.
That's
chang,
all you hear. Chang. Literally, that's the whole movie. It's a whole bunch of metal clapping together. That's all it is.
So. With all of that said, do you think there is redemption for two people in a toxic relationship? Do you think they can overcome it and have a healthy, normal relationship?
With the right type of healing.
What do you think it would take to overcome that?
You can't really ask that question, but I mean, you
have to work on your own like insecurities, I feel like, in order to overcome something like that. Because I've been in a relationship where he always thought I was cheating on him, but that wasn't the case. But because of how our relationship started, him as the side dude, it kind of turned into a toxic situation.
She spilled all the tea on that one, y'all.
But I was faithful.
Boom.
In our relationship,
faithful.
But because
I was faithful for an hour.
Hey, why was that?
An hour.
Why did she pause so hard? She was like, I was faithful. In our relationship.
I thought it stopped at that. I thought she was saying for an hour.
No.
I was just saying, man, that's a long time. Boom.
Jeez. But I'm saying, like.
Spoiler alert. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
He didn't until recently, like, apologize for not believing me. But at the same time, I played a part in, you know.
The toxicness.
Yeah.
Right.
Being toxic and, like, causing.
So essentially, when you were doing the things you were doing, you weren't actually looking for anything. And then the apology only just made you say, hey, yeah, I was doing some messed up stuff too. So you good.
I guess.
Like, essentially, that's what you're saying, no? Boom.
Yeah, I guess so.
There you go. You just had some healing. Good job. Good job.
Over that situation. I've already.
Okay.
Over it.
If you say right. so.
All right.
Next. Spoiler alert.
Any other questions?
Boom.
No, what about you, Naaman? Do you think that two people in a toxic relationship can overcome that? And what do you think it would take to overcome it?
I mean, I don't know. It just depends on where the toxicness is or the toxicity. We're just going to say the T level. Word. The level of toxicity. You can heal from the toxicity. But sometimes it's hard to come back from the toxicity. So the logic is... I do think that you can heal and grow from it. But same thing, like I was saying, the reasons for being in an opposite of a toxic relationship.
A healthy relationship.
Yeah, a healthy relationship. As long as you're communicating and you're doing those things, there won't be any toxicness. Wow, how do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, there won't be any of it. There won't be, because that the levels of that will lower and lower and lower till it's not there. And then you have an open, healthy relationship.
But it takes
relationship.
Both of them to want to work on that.
100%.
Before anything changes.
I mean, I feel like it would be hard for two people together to fix the relationship. Because
I feel like that one's already tarnished.
So I feel like they could come back. But I feel like they need to work on themselves individually. Because mm-hmm. a lot of time when you're being toxic, it's you. It's not the other person, it's you. When you're being toxic, it's something like... situation when I felt like I was being toxic. It wasn't the women that I was dating. It was me. It was me being toxic because I wanted something else and I wasn't.
What did you want?
I wanted someone else.
You wanted, who did you want?
Someone.
Did you get them?
So the thing is.
Wait.
The thing is that.
Spoiler alert.
Sometimes. Sometimes there are times where you're being toxic and it's. It's never the other person's fault. If you're being toxic by a definition that we will use, it's something that you're doing. It's something that you need to work out on yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're in a situation where the toxicness is normal, you need to move away and find a new normal before you two can come back together. So it's so many relationships that I've seen some relationships where the couple was very toxic to one another. They took some time off. They grew. They had their inner healing. They went through the things that they needed to go through, and that time apart gave them time to reset, and they the love that they had for each other stayed there, but they came back in a much healthier manner than when they were together and they were doing all of those toxic things that they thought were normal. But I feel like another part of that is that a lot of forgiveness has to come, because once you realize some of the things that you were doing was toxic and that you hurt the other person, that person really has to forgive you, and you have to really be willing to forgive that other person or you won't. It's no reason to even continue, because if you can't forgive one another, then you'll always be holding on to something.
Right,
and that'll
brought up in every argument.
And then that'll just reignite that toxic nature.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts? I am the DJ Blue.
I would say, excuse me. We're going to bring it in a little closer, smoother.
Okay. Here we go.
I would say, if your relationship is toxilicious,
okay.
Find the remedy with communication, love, support, and a few of those other things.
I'm going to put that on the shirt.
You should.
And a
few of those other things. And that is going right
things.
At the bottom.
You need love, support, and a few of other things as well.
Definitely we're going to have to work on some merchandise this year.
Don't be toxilicious. Don't be a toxilator.
Toxilator.
Mm-hmm. You'd be tater tox.
Tater tox.
Oh my goodness.
You're gonna all be tater tox. If you're in a relationship full of tater tox.
Tater tox.
That's it. Don't be in a relationship.
You're special, cuz don't let anybody else tell you different.
No, whatever.
Princess K, what are your closing thoughts?
I just feel like it's hard to tell you're in a toxic relationship looking from the outside in. So if you are able, if you are, you know, I guess woke enough to realize you are, or learn how to reach out to someone that knows you at your best.
Yes.
and that's able to actually tell you right from wrong and can give you some kind of advice that'll benefit you.
Yeah, that's real. So, that's real, because a friend is sometimes the best mirror.
Yeah.
If I was going to say anything, I would say, we always say communication. Every episode, it comes down to communication. I feel like every 100%. Relationship comes down to communication. But in this particular instance, I'm going to flip it just a little bit.
What?
I'm going to say it's communication, but you need to communicate with yourself.
Wow.
You need to make sure that you're spending the time to know how you're feeling, to make sure that you are where you are, where you need to be, where you want to be, and that you're not relying on someone else to validate you.
Where'd you get those notes from? Where those producer? Who gave you the producer? Gave you them notes?
I'm the producer, so yes. The
producer gave you them notes.
I did give me those notes.
Just pulling out notes. You didn't share those notes with the class. That's a gem there.
So spending that time. And another thing that I would say, especially for people who are very selfless, is to make sure that you spend that time on self-care. Yeah. Because it's a lot of times where we will do things, people who are very generous and giving, we will give so much of ourselves to somebody else to make someone else happy, and we won't be happy in ourselves because we're not doing the things that it takes to maintain our mental health and our physical health, but we're just, all we care about is that other person. And that always, I feel like that will lead to a level of toxicness.
Yeah, because the other person becomes a little too dependent.
So if you even flip that around, even though you're doing something for the other person, you become dependent on making that other person happy, which is something that you really can't
even do. No matter
what
you get out of it.
That person's going to be, needs to be happy or unhappy regardless of you. You should just come to enhance that happiness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, communication with yourself and self-care is so important. And that's stuff that I'm speaking to myself really just because I know that a lot of times I get so invested in the woman that I'm with that I forget to think about my own needs and take care of my own mental. So this is me saying this to me. So I'm saying that to y'all too.
What?
saying that to me.
You want to talk to us now?
Like I said, you got to communicate with yourself. And one of the best things that you can do is recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. Yeah. Because the longer you deny something, that's the longer you can't fix it.
True.
So as always, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. To be a part of the conversation, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rick and Naaman. Please be sure to like and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. Princess K, where can they find you at?
At UAK.
Is that a question mark?
I mean, no, UAK, period. On Instagram.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
You can find me at Dodism, and that's DODDSISM, on all platforms, Clubhouse, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I also have Dodism.com. You can check that out if you are so inclined. Name it.
You just plug yourself.
It's my show. I can do that.
You just plug yourself. What's on your website?
Yeah, look me up on Facebook.
So actually, if you go to my website, it has a little short bio about myself, and it's also going to be updated with different projects that I'm working on. Right now, the only project that is currently up right now is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. But I am working on some other stuff, and I will update it as stuff starts to release. So,
okay. I mean,
feel free to check in.
All right. What was that website again?
Dodism.
Nobody cares what that website is. Anywho, I am the DJ Blue, and I am the DJ Blue on all.
I'm about to turn his mic on.
Platforms. Okay. You can find me there, here, and afar. I'm here, wherever you are. That was Celine Dion.
Yeah, I just switched near, far,
wherever you are. My heart will go on for you guys.
There it is.
Basically.
His That's it. Social media will go on.
I am the DJ Blue.
For you guys.
I do stuff and take pictures.
And take
about
pictures.
The stuff that I do.
Really?
TikTok.
And I don't TikTok. I reel. I'm real with the Instagram. And then I TikTok too. Just a little bit. A little TikTok. But yeah, that's where I is.
Well, until next time, boys and girls, remember,
there's always a next time.
Boom.
Boom.
No boom. Okay.
Boom.
There we go.
There we go.